smoothly.
What up, what up, Peters? Leaning! I missed you, buddy. How was your Friday not being here? Did you listen to the show? It's my question.
Back like I never left.
Uh-oh. I lost my hat. Peter! I was moving, man. Good morning. It's over now.
Yeah, it is over. Thank God. Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan here on your Monday, April 20th.
On your Monday! Baby! Woo! Right when the beat drops. Continue on.
You're just waking up in Kansas City. Real feels in the high 40s, low 50s.
Yeah.
We'll get up to the 60s today. High 69, low 45.
Oh, nice. Conditions are ideal.
You'll see some morning showers as well.
Oh, I bet you will. Bet you will.
Tuesday, it gets sunnier, so good for us. High 69, low of 50. So
I sense a theme. In your real.
I'm looking right here at your AccuWeather KC Morning Show forecast. And
okay.
We get in the 10-day forecast, we get into the 70s consistently. Spring, as they say, has sprung.
Sprung, baby! Sprung, baby!
Yes,
fill me in on the new pad, man. I need to know. I need to find out everything about it so I can find ways to break in and end up crashed on that couch.
Yeah, I'll say this. Moving takes forever. It is a week-long process. I'm still going through it. Now that I've gotten everything here, nothing is, it's not over. I'm still unpacking. I'll probably be unpacking for another week at least. I still got to go back to the other house. It's been a process, but we're in a good enough place to do the show, which I'm grateful for.
And a hat today. You like that?
I don't know if I love the hat. I mean, it is. You are inside. It's going to be good for later this morning when it is sprinkling, as I told you in the KC Morning Show forecast. I was talking to you about Steve, and you guys, what I would say about you two as a duo is there was certainly a little tension there. It ended up being a good show. I think Steve did a fine job.
He was outrageously late, Pete. I wish you could just be here as he strolled in. I get it now, man. I understand. I get it.
Yeah. It's now, you know, my frustrations that I deal with on a daily basis, including this Monday. I didn't love that he soiled
time today.
The name of the KC Morning Show couch, which was disrespectful, but you guys got past that. Listen, he did a good enough job, but this wasn't a Wally Pip situation. Everyone was wondering when I was going to be back. I'm back here today, 420 show. It's going to be good.
Oh, my God. What am I doing? I stepped on the lead. It's the 420 show, baby.
I was wondering how long it would take you to mention the 420 show, but you I had to bring it up. You texted me in the middle of Sunday.
I did.
And the text was, I am drinking wine in the sun. I need a Instagram caption.
Yes. I decided to day drink a little bit.
And I said to myself immediately, instead of thinking of caption, I said, we're not going to start on time on Monday. And I knew it.
We are basically on time. Leave me alone, man. I decided it was a beautiful day yesterday. Beautiful Sunday in Kansas City. Found myself a patio and a bottle of wine and got after it a little bit. Also, I didn't realize this. I've become a champagne guy. Like, that's now my new drink of choice. Like, I'll go buy bottles of champagne on, like, a Tuesday night. I don't think that's positive.
No. That isn't a good trend, what we call it. But listen, everyone is dealing with the quarantine in their own way. You know, I'll be honest. Yesterday, I made brunch at the house. And during the quarantine over here, we had a couple Bloody Marys. So why not? I mean, it's that type of Sunday. I'm looking right now. I'm setting up my office. It is just box central in here. You got a good, you got a good visual of me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just trying, we got a match. Now we're doing video and, you know, you're starting, you're building it. You got some Mahomes books behind you. You got the cereal. You have a nice little ledge there where the window's at. Is that a chair in the, is that a chair in the corner over there? Is that a chair that's in the frame over there?
You gotta get that fixed. A shelf. Yeah. It's a shelf.
Come on.
Like much like both of our lives. It's a WIP work in progress and, we'll get through it together. We'll do this together, right? Isn't that what you say nowadays, Hartzell?
Absolutely. Absolutely. WIP. I've never heard that one before.
Yep. Whip. There it is. And, that's us and we'll get through it. It's a slow build. I'm going to work on it, you know, day by day. I got to get back to work today. I can only take really the day. I mean, it's NFL draft week. We'll talk about that a little bit more.
Yes.
A little bit later. So it's exciting. It's an exciting week to be back.
When can you say that you will officially be moved in, ready to go, maybe even hanging up some art on the wall? God forbid. Maybe even do that. When do you think that's going to be? This week? Next week? What?
I don't know. It could be a fully. I mean, we can get to 90% by the end of next week, but fully moved in.
That's a win. Absolutely.
I ordered 3 pieces of furniture that I have to build. So we might be talking 2022 by the time I get bed boys up.
You got to build them. Why? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Well,
we don't do that, man.
Typically, you would have the option in a regular year to get a man to build them. You know, you order the man with the parts. Now you can just order the parts. And so
the man comes included. Yeah. That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. You're stuck. You're SOL.
Batteries aren't included. Man isn't included. And so your boy's got to put his Bob the Builder hat on. And will he build it? And I'm going to say, yes, I can. And I'm going to slowly but surely put these things together. One piece at a time, one instruction at a time.
Absolutely.
I've put things together before. But anyway, to be 100%.
All while wearing plaid.
Right. I mean, if I'm going to try to act like Paul Bunyan, I should dress like him. And so I'll do that and we'll be good to go. But yeah, so I think fully moved in. I mean, we're talking another month or two, but okay. I bet you by the end of next week, I'll feel like it's at 90%.
I have a question for you though. Cause I'm somebody who like, I like landmarks when I move in places, like, you know, maybe I'm just a sentimental. So I'm like, hey, what's the first dinner you had? What's the first movie you watch? Something dumb like that. Because you got to make it feel like, you know, your house is a home.
So this will go into another story, but it's funny.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
A week ago, I have a cousin named Jim who is just like a serious hobbied chef. And I, you know, I was at the other place and basically it was like a frat house for your late 20s, early 30s. So we had just
Give yourself more credit.
Worst pots and pans. It was so, you know, when I'm moving in this place, I pulled the Hartzell last Sunday and I said, maybe I'll have a couple pops. So I'm texting my cousin. I end up buying like the nicest pots and pans and the nicest like knife sets, which I like didn't need.
Got a peacock, baby.
And so I was able to cook my first meal. I ended up cutting my hand twice, but I made homemade pad thai.
Oh, Peter Sweeney.
Right.
Ooh, Peter H. Sweeney. The H stands for homemade. Ooh,
yeah.
I'm a fan.
Did a few people at my new apartment complex start calling me Petey Pad Thai? They might have. And that's something that, you know, we'll have to add into the repertoire of the various nicknames that I have. Will I make it again? Yeah, maybe. Maybe I will because it was that good. So here's what I'll say. When it comes to this show, you and I are like the noodles and the chicken of a pad thai. Steve, he adds something for sure, but he's like the carrots, you know, or something like he's a throw in to it. You know, we're the main, so I could see Steve maybe contributing in the future, you know, to the pad thai or our show, for example. But as a full-time host that's going to do something. So maybe there's a contributor type of deal in the future, but him as a main host to take your job or my job. The show is like wine. I mean, it is a living, breathing item. And he was treating it like it didn't exist, you know? And so you can't have that person be a regular contributor.
He treated us like we're some kind of slap the bag over the counter wine spritzer.
Took him about 6 minutes to talk about his business, too.
Did you notice that? God, he is just the worst. Shall we be those public servants, those humble public servants that we are, Pete? Should we do that now? Let's break them off some things. Talk about some things. Discuss some stuff. Peter, take me to the news.
Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah! Back doing the news with my main man. We're news, man. Let's do the news, man. Peter Sweeney, my name is Hartzell. This your KC Morning Show. Now, Pete.
What's up, man?
Oh, I didn't think about this. I don't want to put you on the spot, but yes, I do. You didn't give us a freestyle on Friday, and you can hear the music now. Would you like to give these people what they were looking forward to that they now have to wait even longer for?
No, you know
don't
what?
Don't make them wait.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder. We'll have to wait till Friday. Make the people wait for it.
Oh, I even turned it up for you, thinking you might do it. No, the swerve.
Keep them coming back. Keep them coming back. I need them.
Make them wait.
To have a reason to listen on Friday. Come on back.
It's true. It's true. A good prize fighter makes them wait. Always make them wait.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's do the news. Let's do the news.
Make them wait.
Been saying that for minutes now. I'm not gonna lie to you. The news this weekend, I'm not gonna say it was a boring news weekend, but it was lackluster to say the least.
Right.
But maybe no news is good news, man. We've been through a lot. All right. Let's do the news. Did you at all on Friday feel like you weren't caught up or feel like you were missing out on what was going on because you didn't get a chance to have your KC Morning Show news, Pete? Did that happen to you?
You know what? No, I was so locked in on picking up dirty boxes and sweating. I had like lower back sweat that was off the radar for me. But I'll say what I did, you know, at 7, well, I shouldn't say 7, probably around 8:30 as I listened to the KC Morning Show and I was able to get my dose. I was happy about that.
Let's kick it off national. We've been doing that recently because, you know, we're trying to find the info from the top. And it looks like now what's on everybody's mind, if we're looking to really reopen things and really get back to whatever this new reality is, if we're even there yet. I don't think we are, but if we are, what we're going to need is testing.
Key test for reopening large portions of the country comes down to the tests themselves. Roughly 3.5 million Americans have been screened for COVID-19. That's only 1% of the population.
We did 500,000 tests in a month. That's great news. Bad news is it's only a fraction of what you need. If a house is divided against itself, the house cannot stand.
On Friday, President Trump tweeted that the federal government has helped testing that you should be doing. We have given New York far more money, help, and equipment than any other state.
So here's what's coming out, I believe, today, is that they have what is called the Roadmap to Recovery. It's a bunch of experts who put together what they think is a roadmap to how we reopen the economy. So these producers are going to need what they say is to deliver 5 million tests per day by early June. 5 million tests per day to open parts of the economy safely. May I stress that, safely. They're saying we're going to need to get to a point where we're doing 20 million tests a day. This is a quote. We acknowledge that even this number may not be high enough. You're from New York. The parents live in New York. Have they taken a test or anything? Have they been tested?
No, because none of them have shown symptoms yet.
Gotcha.
And hopefully that never happens.
Yeah.
But
knock on wood, never.
But because of the shortage, you have to show a reasonable, the reasonable signs to get it even to consider for a test. So they've yet to take one, as far as I know. And then again, that's a good thing. But the way that my mother was talking, it's essentially if you get sick, you're better off staying home and trying to take care of it yourself because there's so many people in the hospitals. The thought process is if you do go to a hospital, if you didn't have it before, definitely, you're getting it because somebody at the hospital has it. So that's scary, right? When the hospitals are so packed that they're unsafe. Yeah. So yeah, there needs to be a safe way to do it. I don't know exactly how these tests work, but over the counter would be better than only getting them at a hospital or a clinic and so on, because you don't want people to just go to a place where there's definitely coronavirus.
We're basically just on the Titanic running around like crazy.
The scariest part is the experts don't know. That's what's so scary here. It's like, even when Dr. Fauci speaks, it's always tentatively, right? That's what's hard.
Well, no, wait, really, Doc knows. Fauci? Doc Fauci, just totally as a side, how old is he? That man has aged flawlessly. He is not as young as you think he is. Hold on, I'm looking this up right now.
That's from The Catch.
Fauci is 79 years old. That looks like a strapping young 65-year-old. I mean, again, science people, y'all get it. You know the tricks of the trade. You have found, Doc Fauci has found the fountain of youth.
Probably uses that charcoal scrub.
God, his pores are immaculate. I don't know. That man's become my grandpa. I think he's America's grandpa right now. So I got nothing but love for Doc Fauci. I think I love that man. 79. I wish I was like that at 79.
More like 70, like, fine.
Man, we're really gassing up Doc Fauci right now. I can't believe that this is a thing and that we're here. Pete, you always remind us about this whenever we're talking about the corona stuff, is that we as a population are just kind of dumb. We give ourselves maybe too much credit because, like you said, we are imbeciles. And now we've got people who are protesting the social distance. They play in their self because as they're protesting, they're not practicing social distance. I guess they don't care. And now we have possibly even some protests that'll be going on here locally in Kansas City.
As protests break out across the country.
I don't think that the government really has any business telling us what we can and cannot do with our bodies, with our persons in public spaces.
And shelter at home orders are pushed back to the end of May. Demonstrations are now planned to take place here in Kansas City.
It's a really bad idea. You know, if you take a virus that's highly contagious and respirable, and you want to open up society, is there a worse way to make your point than to make everybody sick?
Unbelievable. A group called Reopen Missouri, you can find them on your Facebook page because of course it's on Facebook. They called the stay at home order an inhumane and ineffective policy. I feel like some charts and graphs would prove otherwise, but who's to say? Who's to say? Another group called Reopen Kansas, they kept it consistent there. They called the order a severe overreaction to the COVID issue. Didn't know that an overreaction could be possible. We have real-world examples. This is from the Kansas Health Secretary, so let's get some actual logic involved. Dr. Lee Norman, he said that we had church gatherings here in Kansas that had 50 people infected, 6 deaths, and they went on. They went to 9 counties so far. Did you see any of this stuff, Pete? Did you see some stuff online? This is ridiculous. Why are people so stupid? But this is why dogs are better than us. This is why.
Sure. Yes, that's a good thought. When you look at Reopen Missouri and Reopen Kansas, is there just Reopen every state? Is this just like the Reopen movement?
Seems like it. Yeah, this is like the Occupy movement, but for, I guess, reopening. I don't know, man.
Is this like Animal Crossing, where you can make your own? If they can make their own island, then they could reopen whatever they want.
You could see possibly some of these protests as early as today. It looks like, from what they have found, is roughly going around is Monday at noon. So today at noon, maybe downtown, you can look at a bunch of dummies doing a bunch of dumb stuff.
I can't believe the thing that I'm most mad about is they took my time. That's when Jokes at Noon is typically airs on my Instagram channels.
I was worried about that. Man, just stealing somebody else's gimmick. Gimmick infringement. Rule number one, you can't do that. Right. Can't do that. And I guess this is a follow-up to that story, because, you know, they're protesting liberties and such constitution. The churches have now banded together. If you remember, right around Easter, I guess the day before Easter, that weekend, this legislative committee group had tried to stop Governor Laura Kelly's executive order, saying that it infringes on all kinds of things. And they said that basically churches and religious institutions were getting singled out. Governor Laura Kelly would beg to differ.
Right over Kansas services in Kansas goes to federal court as 2 churches filed a lawsuit to allow religious gatherings in the state.
Pastor Scott Hanks found out the hard way. There is enforcement in this executive order, as he he's forced to hold his sermons outside.
But you do not say it's okay to go to here, 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 and here, but not go to church. You just can't do that.
Governor Laura Kelly briefly pushed back.
That executive order had absolutely nothing to do with religious freedom. It had everything to do with protecting the health and safety of Kansans.
So if you're following along with that story last week, they kind of were able to get by the question when it was taken up by the Supreme Court. They sided with the governor, and they were basically able to work around it because of a technicality with like the wording of the actual legislation. So it was kind of a get out of jail free card. They didn't really have to tackle the whole religious stuff, which is why this is happening now.
This reminds me of that joke where it's like this person praying to God and the other person, or the person dies and goes to heaven. And after he had said, I'm praying to God, I don't need a lifeboat. I don't need a vaccine. I don't need, you know, all these things that save you. He gets to heaven and goes, why didn't you save me? And God says, I sent you a lifeboat, a vaccine, and all this other. And it just reminds me of that. That was a very poor telling because I didn't have it in front of me, but that is a classic.
And I was trying to save it towards the end there, but are you saving your material for jokes at noon? Is that what this is? I can tell that's what you're trying to do.
Well, I just didn't have the joke in front of me. I think it's in Pursuit of Happiness, the movie that the kid tells the mm-hmm. Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we don't see any snow this week. How do you know that Will Smith has been in the snow? Well, you just look for the fresh prince.
So let's do some positive stories on your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell Peter in Sween across the phone line. N stands for newsman. Fast food 10K is what I titled this story.
Get behind.
This is Checkers, right?
Yeah.
I have a question. How much you make an hour?
Sorry, about 11.
Can you bring everybody here? I just want to give you guys something. I know you guys work hard. I know you guys are strong.
Thank you.
I swear to God. That $10,000 for you, I swear to God.
Oh, my God, yo.
That's $10,000 for you.
Thank you.
Take care,
oh,
guys.
My God. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Entrepreneur Jay Mazzini doing his part to show some appreciation to the essential workers out there grinding. Mazzini pulled up to a local Checkers. Oh, pause that story. I got a Checker story for you. A local Checkers and surprised employees with $40,000, $10,000 each in cold,
can I say something?
Hard cash money. Yes, sir.
I love it. Crazy. I love it. Do you need to record yourself doing it?
I was about to get to that. That was my thing. It's like, okay, Jay, who are you doing this for? Because even, okay, he captions it. And again, by the way, why am I S on this dude? You just gave him $10,000. That's awesome. You're a good dude. But Jay, I mean, do I need your Instagram caption to be like, in all caps, bless the world, just want to change lives, man. Like, that was him in all caps. What a bunch of emojis. Again, this is one of those things where I'm not going to talk a bunch of mess on somebody doing some good things. But like, I don't know. I kind of like it more when you just kind of slide it in an envelope.
Even in sports, like, you love what the local teams are doing, but every group community appearance comes with a press release and saying,
absolutely,
hey, they're going to be at the retirement home. Hey, they're going to be at the children's hospital. If the news just wants to go there and take video, and it's just like, why not just send the players to the hospital?
And then I feel like a jerk though too. And like, we're telling these people how to be good people. Like, again, I feel bad, but I just, you know, Jay, you look like a bit of a tool, you know, case in point. So last summer for Big Slick, I think it was a star, the KC Star, the editorial. And they were saying how we need to make Big Slick more inclusive. Like, you know, let's bring some black folks. Let's bring some other people of color. Let's bring some of our Latinos. Let's bring, you know, such and such and such. And I'm like, okay, that's a good thing. Like, inclusive is always better than exclusive.
Right.
But, you know, like, now we're S-ing on the Big Slick folks who just try to do something cool. You know what I mean? So now we've got a whole thing, and then it's like, right, was it even worth it? Clearly Jay's balling. He's got $40,000 to blow at Checkers, which,
well, I mean,
worth it.
Honestly, we're all playing chess and he's playing Checkers is really what it comes down to.
Okay. I had a whole thing I was going to continue on with that story. Nope. Moving on, but more good news. Let's keep this power of positivity rolling. Johnson County Library. These branches, they closed in mid-March, but they are not resting on their laurels, resting on their library laurels. How about that for alliteration? I love the library. They have been making masks, helping out our first responders.
The six machines can make about 54 of these masks a day, and they've already donated more than 100 of them to Johnson County EMS crews.
We first launched the Maker program here at the library. It was because we recognized this national interest in people getting involved in finding clever solutions to problems in our culture and our society.
So the Johnson County Library's Maker's Space, they have six machines to make 54 masks a day. Awesome. And they have already donated more than 100 of them to the Johnson County Emergency Medical Services crew. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Love
that's,
all
that's,
of that.
That's some good news right there.
Aren't I killing it? I'm telling you, like, no. That's some pretty good news. That's my channel. He can have his. This was some pretty good news, okay? Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. We'll make shirts.
I'm not sure.
Shirts stealing, coming next week.
Stealing a good news bit is the move right now for you.
It's kind of a move to steal some good news, but hey, it's what we do. Let's introduce a new friend on your KC Morning Show. Would love to have Coach Tad O'Had on the show because he will be your new head coach for the Missouri Mavericks. Go Hockey.
How, you know, do you leave an organization that successful and bring that culture of consistent winning here to a place like Kansas City?
Yep, that's the million-dollar question. And you know what? It's a process. It's a process of going to work every single day and grinding away. It's a process of identifying the right talent that are going to be a part of the solution.
So Tad O'Had, he is your head coach for the Missouri Mavericks. He was a assistant coach for the Florida Everblades heading to the ECHL playoffs for five of his six seasons there. I'm excited. I love Mavs games. I have never had a bad time at a Missouri Mavs game.
I love the Silverstein Always Ice Center's arena. I performed there this past, I guess you'd call it winter.
They're talking about hanging a banner up in my honor. That's how good we did. You know, bringing home the victory and that celebrity. Again, I stress the hard celebrity in all capitals, the celebrity soccer game. Man, what a performance by me.
Well, what I'll say is
sometimes I'm blown away by myself. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. I'll get back to you now.
I had so much respect for you before you had to bring that up.
Oh, he's back. He's back. Oh, we missed all of that, Pete. Let's do this. Let's wrap it up with that thing that we're going to be doing at the end of your news break. I want you to give me a story based on how you're feeling today. Read the room. It's a Monday, so think about that. You can easy, medium, or hard the news. How are you feeling? What kind of story should I bring you?
Medium.
Medium. Okay. Remember that news gal who was cutting her hair on live TV? Because, you know, we all are struggling trying to find ways to be groomed.
Long hair, don't care.
Long hair, don't care, baby boy. Let's go. Self-isolation can still be styling. Well, Anderson Cooper tried his best at some self-care.
Sanjay, next week I'm hoping you make a tutorial about how to give yourself a haircut, because last night I took a razor and buzzed my head and I gave myself a giant bald spot over here. I thought it was a 7 and it was a 5 and I don't know. Yeah. So I've been walking around all day with like my hand on my head.
This is whole like staring straight at the camera thing's working
straight,
out for you.
It's fine straight on. I just have to be seen only this way, because as soon as it all gives it away.
There you go. Wow. I'm waiting for you to do something like that. You've gone viral with jokes at noon, but if you really want to get these people to know who you are, you want some name ID, go bald on TV. That's always been a when in doubt TV segment. Have somebody go bald. You know, love that content.
You know, I work really hard at everything I do, and if I need to bald so hard, I will.
The KC Morning Show.
I don't understand why you're identifying yourself in the middle of the show. This is a podcast.
You brought Serta back. You don't have to reset every time. I mean, it's a podcast. They know who you are. I was like, Serta, do I come onto your show and tell you how to do that basic ass job that you do every day? That after mayonnaise.
Late.
Do I tell you?
After
you
showed up late.
After he was outrageously late, like to the point where I said, we're just going to have to bang the show. I don't tell him. I don't come to his midday show and tell him how to do his mayonnaise radio and his lukewarm takes. I don't do that. That
show's good. Come on.
It's a good show, but I'm talking about him in particular. I tell you what, Serta. God. All right, Peter. I feel like I'm stepping on the lead. This is Monday, April 20th, 2020. And that means that it is 420, baby!
Well, happy 420 out there, y'all. Y'all have a hit for me and pass it on.
So with that in mind, Pete, I thought that, you know, we've been teed up. We've been cued. I thought that in this special occasion that I, for you, would put together. Oh, no. A list!
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list! Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the list of Hartzell. It's my list at 420 edition of your list of Hartzell. It's going to be good. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be, it's going to be what it is. Man, soak it in. Man. This right here, a survey, Pete, you're going to love it. It is a 420 survey celebrating what you are going to be up to on 420. What kind of snacks are you going to be eating on 420? You want some numbers? Peter, are you interested? Are you captivated by my numbers?
Sure.
What? I gave you a hell of a tease, and you didn't get any of it. You didn't like any of that.
The numbers.
All right. 30% this year are going to be eating edibles as brownies, gummies, or lollipops. A increase. You can thank your recently legalized states for the rise of gummies. Vape pens. 25% this year. The old school J or a bowl. 15%. Do you want to know the top 10? Yeah, this is what you want to know. The top 10 snack, a.k.a. munchy foods on this, your 420. And number 10, cereal. An underrated munchy food, by the way. I could not agree more. You put some Lucky Charms in a bowl after I'm that kind of, yeah. The explosion of flavor and the chilliness of the milk really just, mwah. Chef kisses. Mac and cheese at number 9. Too hot for me. I don't like hot items. Number 8, ramen. Tacos at number 7, naturally did that last night. Ice cream at number 6. Number 5, you had cookies. Number 4, chips. Number 3, burger and fries. Again, that seems awfully heavy for a munchy snack, but okay. Nachos at number 2, and you round out your top 10 on this year 420. What you gonna be munching on at number 1? They say pizza or a cheesy bread. And what with that, Peter? That's your list of Hartzell.
It's excellent. Always, always excellent list of Hartzell.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. You understand they've gotten better, right? You know they're getting better. Because I kind of like the idea of not even playing the music behind it. Kind of keeps it moving forward. It's a nice, fresh feel on your list of Hartzell.
Listen, if you can make it any way you can make it faster, I'll get behind.
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
The KC Morning Show.
I forgot about that one. Peter, take me to sports.
Welcome into sports. Last night was the first night of the Michael Jordan and Chicago Bulls documentary. Oh. The Last Dance debuted on ESPN. With no sports, it became this almost like a national game, like a Sunday night football, because people have been dying for new content like that we can all watch together and tweet about and so on and so forth. So this debuted and I thought it was pretty good. I probably the things that everybody's going to be talking about today were the parts that Michael Jordan said when he first got to the Bulls. Essentially, he admitted in an interview that they were like the traveling cocaine band where they would do cocaine and marijuana. And they're
now we got a show. Now we got a documentary, ladies and gentlemen.
He is a rookie. He essentially treated the league as as an extension of college. Like, he just would sit around and watch movies, and it's probably why he not only, I mean, he is obviously one of the greatest players of all time, but
absolutely,
he looked probably even better when he first debuted because the rest of the team was not treating their bodies exactly well for
they're athletes. Partying, man. They're partying.
And then
what's the overall reviews? What's the consensus? People loving it?
From what I saw, people are enjoying it. What's crazy is like SportsCenter aired right afterwards, and it was a wrap of the show more so than any sports highlights because there are none. And it's just something for people to do. And so I think people are going to be looking forward to this every week. They played two episodes last night. The other thing that stuck out was the villainization of Jerry Krause, who was the general manager of the Bulls back then, who essentially wouldn't pay Scottie Pippen any money. Because Scottie Pippen ended up signing a 7-year, $18 million contract. He played above that and then got really unhappy toward the end. And Jerry Krause wouldn't change it. Like you saw in Kansas City, Salvador Perez signed this contract that was really less than his value. Mm-hmm. And the Royals just ended up paying him more money.
Right.
You would have liked to have seen the Bulls do that in the 90s with Scottie Pippen, but they just never did. And you saw the rift at the end there where Scottie Pippen was essentially the second best player in the NBA, but he was getting paid these peanuts. And Jerry Krause just becomes this villain who, you have a team that's winning 5 or 6 championships. Why are you rebuilding and trying to change what
you're messing it up?
Have going. So it's fun. You're seeing some insight into one of the greatest sports dynasties of all time. And so
now, has anybody said anything outside of the documentary? Like people chiming in, like saying, you know, yes, this was 100% accurate, or maybe they got some stuff wrong, or has it all pretty much been pretty straightforward?
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm going to look for reactions and reviews today. I mean, it aired last night in Kansas City from 8 to 10. And then your boy needs his beauty.
I was going to say, you're making a bunch of excuses here. 8 to 10 seems rather early. I'm not sure what's wrong with you.
So 8 to 10 and my ripe age of 31, or as I like to say, 30 fun, I fell asleep on the couch. And
I just thought having
the next face gone, I saw was yours.
the pleasure was all yours. I just thought being gone that you would have brought it. No big deal. Continue.
I know you guys covered Brett Veach on Friday's show, but I pulled some of the things that stood out to me. I have two
stats
here. The Chiefs are preparing for their virtual draft starting on Thursday. It's draft week in the NFL. You're going to see all kinds of draft coverage. All the draft preparation has been virtual to this point. And general manager Brett Veach said things are actually starting to feel normal now.
In the last 2-3 weeks, everything has been virtual. Our ability to communicate with players, coaches, go through stats, go through certain situations throughout the draft. It's almost becoming commonplace now where we just wake up in the morning, come down, and we have the ability to record all of the players that we interview.
So that's really interesting because what he's worried about, as you heard, is the fact that a team could call at the last minute, you know, with a minute left on the draft clock. And if your internet connection goes down, you're not going to be able to make a decision on the trade. Like usually when hard lines, there's never any problem where a team could call you. You have 50 seconds to pick and you can have a good 40 seconds before you decide, okay, we're going to go in this direction.
I think the scenario that we're all kind of playing through our mind is on the clock and you're about to turn a card in. And then with 45 seconds left, the team comes in and presents a really interesting trade. Just making sure that, I mean, when you're in the office, you know, you can just look to a guy and compute it just to make sure that we don't have a slow connection during that 45 seconds. So that's a little bit of a concern.
So I know we were like joking about that. We've been joking about that stuff ever since they said they're going to be doing it virtually. But is anyone actually thinking about that? Like legitimately, I feel like this could be an issue, right?
Usually in your draft room, you'll have about 20 people. Instead, the way that it'll work is like we're doing this show, it'll be on a Zoom call. And so Brett Veach will be able to Zoom any member of his personnel staff.
Andy Reid. We have restarted this show 3 times already. That's not a good sign, NFL.
Every Chiefs personnel staff member has a IT person and a security guard with them.
Okay.
Reason for the security guard being every GM needs to be protected just in case like fans and insane fans just don't like their picks and go to their house or something.
Oh my God.
So
It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild.
A unique draft, one for the ages. You could hear in Veach's voice that he likes the cornerback, linebackers, and offensive line positions. The Chiefs' biggest need is probably still cornerback, but they can go in a lot of different directions. And people are pumped about this because, similar to The Last Dance, this on Thursday night for 3 days in a row will be something live, something to react in real time to, almost like a real sport, the NFL draft. So the league still thinks that they could start on time. I have my doubts about the logistics on that, but we shall see. They are going off with the draft as planned. Off-season schedules have changed a little bit, but I go from the move to the NFL draft. So in the life of Pete Sweeney, this is busy central, but that's okay.
The adventures of Petey Sweeney.
Everything I signed up for. So that is sports. We're excited to see how many Chiefs come out of this. The Chiefs currently have 5 picks, but you can make some trades and try to get more picks. So we'll see. It should be a fun week nonetheless. I have a couple events for you, Hartzell.
Oh, hold on. You're telling me you went that entire Chiefs break on draft week and didn't plug Arrowhead Pride? Are you editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride? Come on. I gave you ample opportunity. The floor was yours, my friend. What are you doing?
If you've been listening to this show and you haven't been to arrowheadpride.com, you got more issues. Maybe you're one of those reopened Missouri folks. You got to worry about that.
Give me a song real quick. Give me a song.
Arrowheadpride.com, though, for all your Chiefs needs. Hartzell, I mean, you always ask me for a song when you're the music man.
You're right.
I feel like you have the heart and soul of Monday in Kansas City.
Did you just say heart and soul like Hartzell for a reason? Because I love that. Was that on purpose? Was that intentional?
You're the heart and soul. No, but you know what? It works. And I'm happy to go with what works. It's not about what the artist's intention was. It's about the interpreter who looks at it at a museum. So you can look at that whoever you wanted. Today, April 20th, as we said.
Little T-Swift, album one. Love story, kind of like me and you, kind of our song. Oh, I could play our song. Oh, that's what I should play.
I thought you weren't a Taylor Swift guy. I thought that's why your last morning show kind of faltered.
That's because she focused too much on album two and three. I'm over purist. I'm the first album or bust.
April 20th, at the Truman, live stream from the quarantine, a guitar lesson with TJ. So that's cool. You can find that. Yeah, it's nice. You can Venmo. They got their Venmo online. You can find more information online. TJ Mayer. And at 7 o'clock today,
why are you so flustered right now? Why are you struggling?
Trying to figure out my schedule here. At 7 o'clock today, it's a virtual beginner and intermediate tap dance class at City in Motion Dance Theater. You can join the Zoom meeting. They got everything online.
You're getting all kinds of flustered with T-Swift in the background.
Yeah.
And I'll be the princess. Petey, just say yes.
Tomorrow at noon, a virtual lunch and learn. Big brothers and big sisters. They have information on how to help out with children and what you're dealing with during this time in Kansas City. They have a Zoom login. You go online, find out more information. I'm not going to read the Zoom meeting ID. Also, if you have a dog, you have a dog, right?
I do. I got two.
Quarantine trick training with KC Elite Dog Training, Facebook Live by Bar K. That's tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So if you're looking for something to do, if you want to blow off work in the afternoon, we're all on Zoom and Slack, so blow it off and learn some dog tricks.
You can shake it off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all the events that I found for online. I hope to have more of it soon as we get back to normal. You can find us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com if you want to send us a note. I gotta end up sending 2 mugs out this week now that I've moved. We had some mug winners last week, but we should give away some more pretty soon. So that's good.
This your KC Morning Show. That's Taylor Swift. Peter, give me a letter before we go home.
Why? For you and I are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Okay, Pete, what's in store for you heading into tomorrow and Wednesday that's not draft related? You got anything at all before we hit the old road, Jack?
Prepping for the draft, continue to unpack. You know, now it goes. There's all kinds of things for me to do.
Well, hey, man, I'm pulling for you. It's good to see you. I missed you. It really is nice. I like that we're doing this video thing. We're still workshopping it, so maybe we'll get some clips or something at some point this week. But I will say it is just very nice to get a chance to see you again, man. Maybe we'll get back to some kind of normal sometime soon. We'll see.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. All right, brother. Give me another letter. Double duty since you were gone on Friday.
B.
B.
Ooh.
Peter.
Ooh.
Peter. Peter B. Swain. Peter B. Swain. Ooh, Peter B. Swain. The B stands for that's my boy. That's my boy, Blue. Peter, we'll see you on Wednesday.
The KC Morning Show.
Say bye,
Benito.